During a hot summer many years ago, I was driving through my hometown in southern England. It is a rural market town with a solitary narrow high street. One of the few shops that existed just outside the main street was a traditional pet shop selling budgerigars, rabbits and hamsters. But there was another animal strictly not for sale there. He was the resident black-and-white cat, who sauntered around the place begging for food and affection, while reluctantly tolerating any attention given to the other animals. It was probably the sweltering summer of 76, and although it was nearly midday on a Saturday, the streets were less busy than usual. Many people had wisely sought the shade within the interior of a convenient hostelry, or had not ventured outside their homes at all. As I drove directly past the shop, my car windows open wide and my brow dripping, I suddenly noticed a cat. I'm not sure if he had a name. We always called him the pet shop cat. I immediately assumed he must have been run over and dumped against the wall under the shop window, because he was a very peculiar-looking, contorted shape. One foreleg was raised, propped against a hamstone wall, while his head and nose seemed to be forced hard against a dusty area where wall met pavement. His other foreleg was hidden underneath him, and his rear legs were crossed awkwardly, with one cocked up and dangling a paw in mid-air. I stopped my car in the middle of the road and ran over to him. He was motionless, eyes shut tight, but he had a contented look on his face. My first thoughts were to cover him up with something and find the shop staff, who were no doubt sheltering in the relative coolness at the rear of the shop. I instinctively reached out and gently prodded him. To my amazement, there was a slight twitch of an eye. Then he opened them both wide, yawned his widest yawn, and swung his contorted body back into shape, purring noisily. I realised I'd been duped, and Moggy had just been basking, not only in the sun, but in the concerned attention of passers-by. "You're the third one he's fooled today," said one of the shop staff, who were now assembled in the doorway, smiling broadly.